Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The problem is, at the bottom, it's going to tuck and it's going to pull. Mitch, you know what I'm talking about here.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's not all that cocaine I did in the back, is it?
Is that what you're doing in the bathroom?
And James Strebel.
I like him going on in his bluster, and he's just a cool dude. He's just a cool dude, and I like him.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know. Is it a masking agent for something else? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I this week's just been heartbreaking for me, like I'm sure it has been for you.
Like, legit, Mitch, we got to figure out how to mend the heart of Drew Diener. Oh, my God. Just give Baffert the Derby. He'll win it next year. All right, 302, welcome in. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville, 680-105-7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680, if you want to get in on all of the action. James Strebel, he'll be here in a second. Actually, I thought he might be on time today. We're in the mobile studio today, and I don't know. For some reason, I thought I saw him driving down my street, but it was not him. Mitch back at the station.
Mitchell Handigan.
And I got to be honest to the audience here. I don't have any idea what kind of Mitchell Handigan we're getting today. I don't know if it's well-rested Mitch. I don't know if it's moody Mitch. I don't know if it's
never moody on a Friday.
Well, I don't know if you're excited for the weekend. You got a big pick four with Louis Rabeau. Like, I don't know where you stand mentally right now going into the next 3 hours, but a good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, good Friday to everyone out there. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood.
There you go. Really?
Yes. Well, I don't know, Andy, if you haven't heard, but we're finally here.
What do you mean we're finally here?
We're finally here.
What do you mean we're finally here? What are we finally here for?
I mean, we're finally...
No, you're not. It's June 11th.
At least we have a date, baby. At least we have a date. At least we have a date.
I'm over here in southern Indiana. We're ripping heaters over here. We're coughing on each other. If we're not at 100% capacity, we might as well be. Look at you. I knew you were doing something there. So Mitch believes freedom is back in a month. Your freedom is back in 1 month, Mitch, or maybe a little bit under. So, yes, we can get to that. I know Lou City, Racing Lou, they came out, and probably the bats is why. I know Nick was talking about it earlier, your boy Nicky C. So we can get into what it means for sports, obviously. We'll do that today. And it is rare. Mitch, it is rare, and you know where I'm going here, I assume. Yes, you know what's going to happen here throughout the next 3 hours. Right? I mean, you can answer. You know, when I say that, you're not going to be shocked by anything today, right?
No, probably not.
Okay, because...
Our thoughts have been known for several weeks now, I feel like.
But here it is. Strebel is going to roll in here today. And I'm predicting it. In fact, we may need to get that rummage sound that can set him off today. I think we have some on the sound sheet. Let's maybe have that so we can get Big Rig in here firing on all cylinders. Because it is rare on this show. And if it were different, I'd be fine with that. I don't use a lot of columns to get ideas. I feel like we bring up, and I think a lot of the hosts do this, we bring up that essentially our columns are spoken word, okay, on the air. And so we use lists, and that's the story of today. And what time did Big Rig start texting you this morning, Mitch? About 10 o'clock?
Very early.
About 9, 10 o'clock?
Very early.
About 9, 10 o'clock. Jeff Borzello of ESPN, who pretty much goes on weekly now with Jeff Greer. Like, that's okay to promote, right? Like, I think he's been on every single week that young Joffrey.
No, you can expect the Jets, for sure.
Yes, that'd be the Jeffs. It sounds like you said the Jets. Yes, he updated this at 7:30 this morning. And your boy Strebel was ready, I mean, you can tell it's a Friday where there's nothing going on because Kentucky, he has Oscar Tshiebwe at 7, Kellen, my man O'Grady, at 9, C.J. Frederick at 62, and Kentucky this weekend, I mean, I'd be stunned if they're not picking up Sevier Wheeler, commitment there, and he's number 15 on the big board for Jeff Borzello. And then is where Strieble's going to roll in here firing today. Is Louisville. Jeff Borzello has Noah Locke, 47, Jared West, 88, Matt Cross, 97, and if Louisville wants to get this KD Johnson kid, he would be number 17. Now, some of these numbers have been out there for a couple weeks. We've alluded to this list that is ever-changing, right? And for instance, Sevier Wheeler and KD Johnson are new to the list. I mean, especially KD Johnson, within the last few days, officially in the transfer portal. But you know he's coming at you, Mitch. You know he's coming at you with the swimming in same waters. And sure, C.J. Frederick, 62, and Sevier Wheeler and KD Johnson are about the same. But Tshiebwe, Kellen Grady, that ain't Noah Locke and Jared West. And you know Big Rig's coming in here, double-barreled on this Friday, ready to take you down. So I hope you're ready for that, Mitch, because I'm not going to be able to stop him today. I feel like he's ready. I feel like he's in the bullpen right now.
Warming up.
Yes, warming up. What are you doing, terrible radio there, with the three-second delay saying warming up? What's going on back at the station? What's happening back at the station?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I was just plugging my phone in.
Okay,
but,
there we go.
I'm a wounded animal. I don't feel like defending Louisville basketball today, so if Strieble wants to go for the kill shot, he can go for the kill shot.
Now, what is happening this weekend, if Kentucky gets Sevier Wheeler, for me, the story then pivots to this. Keon Brooks, what is the truth with Keon Brooks? And I got to be honest, I don't know what the truth is with Keon Brooks. I really don't. I don't. The rumors that have been out there are not crazy. The thought process that he wasn't going to be there, that there was the Indiana interest, that he's still not rock solid to be with Kentucky next year. And it's no offense to the dad. It's just a position he's in. I don't believe his dad. Okay? So, I mean, let's just be honest with that. So, the Keon Brooks discussion, or do we roll on and act like there is no discussion? And, Mitch, I can't remember who got the quote. Listen, I can't remember. I don't know if it was Hale or Roberts or Kyle Tucker or anybody else who got the quote from Keon Brooks Sr. earlier this week, or maybe even last week. So there's that question, and then there's the question, is there a legit chance, and you know where, that Isaiah Jackson would – I mean, how serious at all would the conversation be about Isaiah Jackson coming back? And I don't think there's any way that Isaiah Jackson comes back. And I think there's a pretty good chance, I guess that's a lukewarm way to say it, that Keon Brooks is going to be back. And for the most part, coming up now, Wheeler, what is he, tonight, tomorrow, whenever he is, this weekend, there's a great chance that Kentucky's basketball roster is just locked up. And if something else happens, if somebody else leaves, if something, somebody else becomes available because of that, we've seen some big players. What, Remy Martin, obviously a guy that Louisville fans would like to have their eyes on, and they don't. So that's on that side. It was funny as well seeing Jaden Hardy is going to be committing what
3 a.m.
at midnight, so it's
3 a.m.
Well, what's too bad about it is that would be really fun, and I think there would be a bunch of Kentucky people that would like here's what I would tell Strieble to do. You ready for this? That I would tell Strieble, let's put you on a YouTube. let the old round of shots, guys, and stay up to 3 a.m. and let's see and like watch it together and see if Jaden Hardy commits. But he's not going to. He's going to go to the G.
No, it's like if you have
so
like a
who cares?
Yeah, it's like if you have like a favorite boxer or a favorite MMA fighter. And it's like a big title fight. And it's
but this
could
have
like
been fun.
3 a.m. Yeah, and
yeah,
he gets
this
knocked,
been
and he
fun.
Gets knocked out in the first round. That's no, gonna happen. He's gonna pick the G League.
Oh yeah, he's gonna pick the G League. But what I'm saying is, it's too bad that every kid that commits or that transfers now, we know where they're going, right?
Like no,
there hasn't been one surprise, and I guess Kellen Grady was that. But nobody knew who
Kellen Grady was.
Was he?
I mean, I thought it was very known Kellen Grady was, like, going to Kentucky before he went
maybe
there.
You're right. Maybe you're right. C.J. Frederick sure was.
Oh, yeah. C.J. Frederick
and,
right, sure
and
was.
And Sevier Wheeler, we've been talking about for a long time. And I want to say on the Louisville side, Noah Locke and Jared West for sure were, right? I mean that's the feeling.
Right.
That's the feeling.
I guess technically, like the ones who transferred early in the season, Sheway and Cross, I guess you can count those as surprises. Because we weren't paying attention at all.
No, I mean, I would say that, especially Sheway, and what he may mean for the team. The other thing is this, and I ask this, 437-9680, Strebel's going to be here in a second. I ask this not to, and I'm going to preface this 100 times, but it's not going to mean anything. I'm not going to be heard. I'm wondering, okay, Louisville has picked up guys. Now, I want to be honest. I think both of these teams, and I think especially Kentucky, especially Louisville, the development of the guys on the roster, Jalen Withers, J.J. Traynor, those guys, Dre Davis, their development, Sam Williamson, from last year to this year, is going to be, for me, the most exciting, and I consider the backbone of Louisville's team. Like, you need Jalen Withers and J.J. Traynor to be ballers, and if Dre Davis doesn't get better, that's going to be disappointing. Sam Williamson, you're averaging about, what, almost a double-double at the end of the year. What can he be? Can he be a walking double-double? But I think the question, I know Strebel's going to come in here with it, and I don't know what to do with it. You wonder if Chris Mack would have waited. How much are Louisville fans valuing their transfers? And Mitch, I think you're struggling with that. I think Louisville fans are struggling with that because here is what happened. Louisville got their guys pretty quick. And at that point, I didn't think that we thought we'd be going into June talking about the transfer portal at this level. Having guys like Remy Martin at this level. At the very beginning, there were so many guys in the transfer portal, it felt like you got to get a couple guys here because if you don't, they're all going to be gone. And so, and I don't know. I think Louisville fans, for the most part, are happy with their roster. But I'm asking, when you see Noah Locke rated 47 and Jared West rated 88 and Matt Cross 97, that's not where like a guy like Harley Jones was. And so I don't know. When you give me, if you give me those lists, you say, well, Sweeney, it's just Jeff Borzello's list. I understand. It's list radio. I totally get it. But if Kentucky had those numbers, we would talk about it as well. And so I wonder if there are a small group of Louisville fans that say, if we could have waited, I wonder what's available. Now, I say that, and everyone thinks that Louisville's very much in on KD Johnson from Georgia. And what's funny about that is the way he's ranked, I mean, it would be Louisville picking up potentially one of their best players at the end of the cycle. And by the way, Kentucky's doing the same with Ty Washington. So that is out there as well. Just some numbers going into the weekend. Mitch, you have offended Scotty D. We need to get to that today at some point.
I need a public apology to him.
He texted me about it, you know.
He texted me as well.
Did he really? Yeah. You have offended Scott Davenport.
I have, on this glorious Friday.
Texas says, what does Mintz do? He leaves. Texer says, it's been reported for a couple weeks. Texas says, I'd rather listen to 3 hours of Mitch crying about the ESPN softball train wreck than listen to Strebel talk 5 minutes about UK transfer recruiting. Well, you're gonna have your chance. What do you make of that when you know he's going to be in here? He's going to bash you. But what do you make of the Louisville part of this? I don't know if it's even a discussion, but I did think about it today because I guess I'm starting to feel a little bit different about things now as the rosters are starting to be completely constructed.
I mean, it's interesting because I feel like Kentucky and Louisville have like done the like there's roster. I feel like their rosters. And Strebel's gonna hate this. I feel like their rosters are similar right now. Like they've done kind of.
He's got another Hawaiian shirt on,
really?
Mitch. He went. And this one's way bigger. Thank God. I mean, you know how you looked the other day. He snuck in. I didn't even hear you. Look at you.
Hello.
Is it another Hawaiian day today?
Today was the eighth graders' last day, so they had a little eighth grade field day.
Ah, the old eighth grade field day.
The old eighth grade field day, yeah.
You catch a kid crushing a heater under the steps?
No, I didn't. Not today. I wasn't really looking, though. You know, I just kind of like let them do their thing. And, you know, I try to stay back and let them enjoy themselves, not hovering.
Mitch, go ahead and play the rummage making fun of Antigua and Coleman. Go ahead. Let's get Strebel exactly where he needs. By the way, I got Spectrum on for you.
Oh, good. Where's Locke?
Locke is looking glorious. He's looking glorious. He was talking about the mask mandate.
Oh, but he's very happy.
I'm sure he's very happy. He and Chris Mack, very happy.
Play the George Michael
Mitch,
song again.
Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead and play it.
No, 69th was 2019. 25th, we'll go back another one. What's 2017? 30th.
All right, I get the point. No.
So that's why we're touting. Kentucky went out and got two of the best recruiters on God's green earth. Settled. Done. Can you imagine if Louisville hired those two and we were like, dude, their recruiting's off the chain? They'd be like, did they not just have – what? They haven't had a top 10. They haven't had a top 15 class yet in Illinois. People would literally be ready to crucify Marcus and Steve on the street.
With the bag.
here we go. Here we go. I was gonna say this.
You ready? Look at you. You were up early today.
Yeah.
What time did you wake up?
I was up at 5:30 this
morning.
Oh,
you saw Jeff Borzello's article right when it dropped.
Made me happy. And here's what I'll say.
Look at him.
Chris Mack, the novice, just got schooled by the master, John Calipari. You know how? Chris Mack.
Tell me how,
Chris
please.
Mack was like, well, this season stunk. It stunk. You're fired and you're fired. You're fired. Right off the bat. No plan. He had no plan. No plan. So what's he get for assistance? I did the old internal –
The internal hire.
Then he go get McMaines.
What's
who
up,
no
Maine?
One knows. Dude, no one knows who he is. No one's ever heard of him. He's in New Zealand with the Hobbits. Lord of the Rings was filmed.
I'm back in McMaine.
That's fine.
You guys can be anti.
I'll be anti-McMaine.
I am going to be on the McMaine
Nobody
bandwagon.
Nobody knows who he is. No one knows if he can recruit. No one knows what he can do. He's with Gandalf in Middle Earth in New Zealand. He's like, I'm going to get the recruits right now. I'm going to raid the transfer portal. I'll get Jared West. He's in the 40s. That's not bad. Noah Locke's in the 20s. That's not bad. They went and did that. All the other transfers started happening. Plummet, 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 down, down, down. What did Cal do? I'll sit back and I'll wait. Let me see what happens. I'm the master at this. I'm the national championship winning coach. I've got Final Fours. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I've been in the NBA. I got dudes all over the NBA. I got coaches in the NBA. I know how to play this game. Barbie, Justice, you're out. But I'm going to get you jobs. I'm going to do it the right way, baby. I'm going to get you jobs.
The right way.
I'm going to get
That's
you
the
jobs.
Way Cal does it.
I'm
the
gonna
right way.
I'm going to wait until the jobs open up. I'll get you jobs. He gets Chin. Who, Steve? Chin's going to make you cry, Steve.
Oh,
he's going to make you weep. Orlando Antigua gets him. He's still hanging back. He's getting Severe Wheeler, number 15. Boom, got you. Led the SEC in assists. Got you. Let's go, baby. That's what happened. The master just – I'm glad Mac had his three-point win against an all-time worst UK team and did the video. Oh, he had his season. You done? You done, Mac? Ty-Ty, it's coming for you, Mac. Jared West in his 12 points a game at Marshall, he don't know how to dribble a basketball. This is different than Carlick Jones because Carlick Jones was number one. I just associated Carlick Jones with Radford.
With Radford.
With Radford. Man, Louisville fans, do me a favor. Listen, come to your radio and listen. I'm going to tell you something. Do me a favor. Do something you don't do. Don't listen to the gas bags.
What are you?
Is he Kentucky Mr. Rogers right now? What's he doing?
Come to the radio and listen. Don't listen to the Louisville gas
bags. Mitch, his shirt is so much bigger than the other day. Thank God.
Go do your own research. Oh. You watch Jared West. Look at his numbers. Look at the numbers of Matt Cross. Watch Matt Cross. They ain't good. There's a reason they're 88 and 97th. There's a reason for it. So I'm glad you got everything done out of the way quickly. And I'm stoked because Louisville basketball, you're in trouble. And Rummage and Orlando Antigua got the 30th best. He's at Illinois, bruh. Now he's at Kentucky where he's getting the number one class.
Shout out to him. Almost getting paid a mil.
Exactly. And
by the way, they got those guys on a deal. They got a total deal on those guys. Jim Coleman's going to make $450, was it? And Orlando's $850. I'm betting Orlando Antigua left $200,000 plus on the table. I had heard that he left significant money on the table to go to Kentucky. How about that?
He knows the upside, baby.
How about that?
So is Cal the new king of the transfer portal? Is he kicking Mac off the throne?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, Mitch, what do you feel? That wasn't bad by you. You did okay.
Thank you.
It's still early. I know you're transitioning from one tough job of being outside all day watching kids play kickball and jump rope.
It was awesome, yeah.
I went by three schools today, and everyone's doing field day. I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
I mean, you're done with school. It's done.
No, like,
you don't.
Yes,
if you have a field day, you don't have things to do.
It
was done.
The eighth graders last day.
Oh, my
God. That's why they had a field day today.
Well, what about everybody else?
They were in school learning. And that's what we're going to be doing next week.
So 6th and 7th grade, they got to go all week next week?
Yeah.
Why does the 8th grade get off a week early?
8th grade privileges. Just like you're in high school, when you're a senior in high school, you get out earlier than everybody else. You didn't get out early in 8th grade?
I can't remember.
Oh, I did.
Not a week.
Yeah, we got a week out. Yeah,
a week? Yeah,
early.
But I didn't go to a private school.
Public schools do that, too.
We were bootstraps.
Yeah.
We walked to school.
You walked to school in the snow.
Smoked cigarettes freshman year in the bathroom.
That Borzello list, it made me so happy. And I'm sorry, Mitch, I was a little snarky and mean to you.
Mitch has nothing anymore.
I know. He's
and I'm tired of the discussion as well.
That's fine.
This is the same me last year when Carlick Jones was number one and Mintz was in, like, what, the 20, like low 20s, early 30s? I was crushing you with Mintz. I mean, I'm just receiving it back.
Here's the thing. Louisville has a chance to pick up. If they could get Remy Martin, they'd be picking up their best player.
Absolutely.
And I'm starting to feel like Louisville needs to pick up a gun.
After Carlick decided he's going to stay in the draft, they need someone that, you know.
You feel more comfortable is a dude.
Yes.
We were all in agreement. I think this show was saying that Louisville still needs pieces. The people that were saying it's settled and they're fine, we disagreed with that.
Louisville basketball agreed with us.
Yeah.
How about that?
They need pieces, and they still need pieces. They're not finished yet.
Texas says, what does field day consist of?
They had, like, bouncy houses. They had those big hamster balls where, do the hamster ball race. They get inside. They had, like, a gyroscope where you get in that, like, spins you around. They had an ice cream truck. Penn Station brought lunch. It was nice. They had a little mini golf, some cornhole, yeah.
Texas has 9 wins. That's the Cal way.
Yeah, one season. You enjoyed that one season. We're swimming in water. You're swimming in a lagoon. I'm swimming in the beautiful, crystal clear blue waters of off the coast of Malibu. That's what I'm doing. I'm not swimming in your little pee pool. I'm swimming in salt water, baby. That's where I'm. We're not swimming in the same waters. Don't, Steve. Stop it. Steve, stop it.
Oh, man.
Rummage. Why are you stop it.
I love how
I just heard
you talk to him.
I heard
only,
his bluster.
I feel like you talk to him through me and Mitch.
I'm talking to him through the radio.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Texas says, Strebel limps in with bad takes. What's worse, his Hawaiian shirt or his takes?
No, those are good takes.
His shirt this time is his fat man shirt when he was fat.
It is, yeah.
But it's way better than the other one. The other one was skin tight the other day. And I hope I never see it again, quite frankly. I mean, and your wife, just keep that when you guys have your little backyard swinger parties, upside-down pineapple, the entire thing. Texas says, Strebel sounds weirdly like Jerry Seinfeld.
Huh. I wasn't trying for that.
Texas says, literally the only thing Strebel's bringing to the show right now is Bush Light. He's got his focus today.
I do have my focus.
His focus is looking good.
They just don't want to hear what I'm saying. That's why they're mad. They just don't want to hear it. I understand. If the tables were turned and Louisville and Mitch was on here doing this, I would be like, this is stupid. I don't want to hear this. So I get it.
Texas says, did you take your mitt to field day?
No.
Texas says, 324. Strebel said, big hamster balls. Texter brings up the exact point that I thought. Texter says, 437-9680, they gave bouncy houses to 13-year-old 8th graders. Man, that's exactly what
but
I
no,
thought.
No,
dude.
It's not,
I
it just, wasn't. No, it
the
wasn't
first
like.
First thing I thought,
it's not
bouncy
your,
house.
It's not your, like, okay, one of them had a dual basketball goal on either side, and they had, like, a harness. And you had to, like, run and try to, like, it was like a race to the basketball goal to try to dunk it. And the other one was like a gigantic Hungry Hungry Hippos inflatable game. It was awesome. Like, they had the ball and you had to,
okay,
like, it was
that's
like
a
hungry,
little
hungry.
Bit bad.
It was pretty awesome. No, it wasn't like the bouncy castle.
Well, you made it sound
around.
Like,
yeah,
it was a little bouncy castle.
Well, I didn't want to go into
like a
detail.
You guys have the popsicles? You got to have the popsicles. You
no,
know what popsicles I'm talking about.
No, we had an ice cream truck.
Was there any PDA? Did you break up any PDA?
No. Nothing like that, no.
Goodness.
Not that I saw, anyway.
Texas says, Round Daddy just said he's on a beach in Malibu when he's really in a creek in Clarksville.
Now, I'm talking about recruiting waters. And yeah, the creek in Clarksville is much closer to where I am.
Texas says, don't forget your boy Cal had the number one class and went 9-16.
That's fine. Oh, yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah. I hope they – and your boy Mac, you thought was great in December and missed the tournament and has a bum class. He's got two dudes, Mike James and who's the other guy in the class? I don't even remember.
Reggie Wheeler,
who no one knows
anything
about.
Or is it Roosevelt Wheeler?
Roosevelt Wheeler.
No, it's Roosevelt. I call him Reggie. Mitch, you're going to have to stop me on that because I think his name is Reggie Wheeler now.
Yeah.
I'm calling Kellen O'Grady and Reggie Wheeler, and if I keep doing that, it's not going to be a joke. It's just going to be me being wrong. Texas says, did Big Boy just say that Penn State brought an ice cream truck to the school field day?
The Penn Station provided lunch, and there was an ice cream truck. I had an ice cream cone. It was good.
Texas says, Mac will be fired in 2023. Thank you. Thank you for your prediction. I'll write it down.
Write it down. Save
and
that
we'll figure it out.
I can't believe Drew's still sad about this. I thought by today he'd be over it.
I thought today I saw maybe a little bit of change in him.
He smiled
maybe a little bit of change
when I saw him.
But here's the thing. He wants Medina Spirit to win on Saturday.
I do too.
Well, I was going to ask you guys later in the show, is that what we want or do we – if he runs like crap, that's going to crush Diener even more.
Yeah.
And so I was with you guys, and I wanted the horse to win because it'd be funny for Baffert to be 1-2, to be have the first and second place horses in this race would be a dream.
It would.
But the other side, if the horse gets seventh.
Yeah, then the proof is in the pudding.
Diener would be heartbroken, and that's good content as well for this show. So I'm very stuck here
because
I don't know what to do.
Because he could, if he finishes poorly, he could go on the radio on Monday and just bash Baffert and like Jilted Lover. Like, he cheated on me, and this is the final straw. It's over.
Texas says, you forgot L. Ellis. No, I'm not reading that one either. I've seen that a few times.
I didn't forget L. Ellis. Don't worry.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. 437-9680. So that is out there. We have that. We can get into that. We have Bashir today making his announcement.
Yes.
We have the Louder Than Life. What do you call it?
The lineup
came out last night. And so we'll get to all of that. 437-9680. And on the other end, I want to contend it's the summer of somebody. And I will explain that next on this Friday.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, can't you now not get chlorine either? Is that Biden's fault as well, Mitch? waiting for Mitch to give me an update.
And James Strebel.
Apparently there's going to be a chicken shortage too. Like,
that's fine. I don't care.
Chicken.
No, that's all I eat. It's chicken. Biden's trying to kill me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
1 46 coming up on Saturday, our coverage at 8 a.m. with the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Horse Racing Happy Hour, 11 to 1, and then 5 to 7:30, we'll have live coverage there of Preakness 146, and it's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, Kim Crawford Wines, and Kroger Fresh for everyone. So cannot wait for that. The Strebels are going to be golfing all day, right? And golfing. Goodness, baseball all day, right?
That's correct. Yes, yes.
So you're not going to KSR bar for the volleyball signing?
I am not. No.
Why don't you give Kellen that option?
He chooses baseball.
You sure?
Where's this baseball game at?
He's in Clarksville, and then Wyatt's in Brownstown. So we've got two different tournaments.
Different games. So who's going with who?
I don't know yet. The wife and I need to discuss that.
Well, which one do you want to go with?
Well, I don't mind either one.
Which one do you want to go with? Do you want to go with Wyatt, who you believe is better than Kellen at baseball, or do you want to go with Kellen, who is your favorite child?
Well, considering that Kellen plays at 9 a.m. in the morning and Wyatt plays at 2:30, probably with Wyatt.
I was going to say, why don't you go to one and I'll go to the other?
You want to go to one, Mitch?
Man,
yeah, that won't be creepy.
Your boys had some wild weekends the past few weekends. I was thinking today, I was like, man, I just want a really chill weekend. I would love to just go to a baseball game this weekend, just, you know, sip on some beer, eat a hot dog, and just, like, enjoy the nice weather.
The Bats aren't in town either.
Nope, neither is Louisville baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the Reds. Are the Reds in town?
No.
They have to drive 2 hours.
Yeah. And they're not, you know? No.
I mean, he hates the Reds.
Yeah, I know. So
does he want to go watch the Reds?
He can go root against the other
team. What are you doing right now? Does he want to watch the Reds?
He can root against the Reds and cheer for the opposite team. He can buy that shirt.
And show the Reds.
I'd rather not pay like $14 a beer either. So.
No, that's true.
Texas says, is Larry going to be at the KSR bar? I don't know. It's a great question. I don't have the answer to that.
I think he's still on vacation.
Texas says Jamie's mad because Louisville runs the state now.
You win one game. We run the state. We won by three.
Texas says, does Crean have his date set up? I have no idea where that's at.
No
idea.
There's no updates on that.
Texas says, does caller Emily get in the bouncy castle with Strebel?
I didn't get in any bouncy stuff. I stayed away from all of it. I sat back and just relaxed.
Texas says, any prospects at field day for UK football? Can't start recruiting too early.
No.
Big Dog
so.
Wasn't out there?
Big Dog was out there scoping the scene.
Okay, so I have a Big Dog thought. You guys have seen that he did his taping last night with OVW and your boy Matty Bangs.
Yes.
You guys saw that, right?
Yes, you sent it to us.
Well, and I got thinking. Rummage needs to become a Kentucky fan.
I agree.
It has everything that he wants.
Yeah.
Including wrestling.
Yes.
If Rummage were a Kentucky fan, he would be on OVW right now.
On a regular basis. He would have cut one of those promos.
He would have cut absolutely one of those promos.
And he'd be involved in this. Matt Jones would have him involved.
He would love that.
Big Dog.
How about that?
Rummage, come on over. We have a lot in common, except for the teams we root for. Come on over. You'll love Big Dog.
I don't know if you guys have much in common.
Calipari.
You live in southern Indiana. He's moving to Norton Commons.
We have things in common.
He goes places on the weekends.
Yeah. I do, too.
I mean, he doesn't wear, you know.
He works out.
Does he? Is he still working out?
He runs.
You don't exercise.
No.
You wear Hawaiian shirts. I don't know how much you guys actually have in common.
We do. But I'm just telling Rummage, one's a winning program. One's football coaches are, well, at least few of their football coaches are actually interesting. You would have much more fun as a Kentucky fan. And like Andy said, there's wrestling now. Now you have wrestling. So come on over, Rummage. Just stop this Louisville nonsense. BBN. Come home, Rummage. Come home. You're from out in the counties anyway. I don't know why. I don't know how you got mixed up in this Louisville business. I don't understand it.
Oh, goodness. It's going to be a long Friday, Mitch. At some point, and I'm trying not to, I think in the 4 o'clock hour I want to do this. Did you guys see that an expose was penned? Should Louisville drop L1-C4?
Yes. Yes. And that hurt my feelings.
And no, I'll tell you why. I think that's where we sink to. Is that
at 4 o'clock?
I would love to discuss that.
Somewhere today in the 4 o'clock hour, I think we sink into that, and that's where we will be. Okay, so Diener didn't know about some shoes today. Do you want to play this sound real quick, Mitch? I would like to play this sound. How long is this clip of between Diener? This is after Ethan Moore, right?
Yeah, it's like 30, 45 seconds because Ethan Moore got a brand new pair of Yeezys.
You know what Yeezys are?
Yeah, the Kanye West shoes.
Okay, well, yeah, I knew you would know, but yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, he
used
to be Nike, now he's Adidas, and he's doing the Yeezys.
So anyway, Diener wasn't up on the Yeezy discussion, apparently.
Oh.
He missed that one. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a listen.
Who made Yeezys cool? Like, who's responsible for that?
Kanye West.
Is that right? Okay.
That's what Yeezys are. That's what Yeezy is. It's him.
Oh, he I thought it was like Adidas or something.
It is Adidas, but Yeezys is like, he's Yeezy.
Okay. All right. I'm sure that'll be on the take today. I had no idea where the term Yeezy comes from. So Kanye West is Yeezy. And look, I understand I sound like the whitest guy in America right now.
Yes.
I do. It's probably because I am. But, I mean, so that's that. Okay, so that's where it comes from.
I was like, process. Yes.
That's great. Crumb's Revenge arrived about an hour later.
Oh, boy.
And he didn't know either.
Do you know what Yeezys are?
Yeezys?
Yeezys.
Yeezys, yes, I do. Rick Pitino wore them.
Do you know
back in the day?
Right. Do you know where the name comes from?
Oh, I don't.
Okay, good. Am I off the hook, process?
I don't.
Process? Or how would you, did I phrase the question properly?
Do you know who Yeezy is?
Do you know who Yeezy is?
You mean the rapper?
I guess. I'm asking you.
Yes.
Who is he?
Hold on. I'm forgetting his name because you asked.
Well, but yeah. Did you know the shoes were named after?
Yeah. I knew he named the shoes. So
oh,
just
okay.
Assumed,
yeah. Okay. But you don't know.
Right now, I'm drawing a blank because you asked.
Chuck D.
No, not Chuck D. Oh, I thought you were actually saying Chuck D. No. I'm like, hell no, it's not Chuck D.
No, no. Eric B. and Rakim.
God.
This hurts.
Kardashian's boy. Come on.
The fact that he's inching towards this is just a little
helps
bit.
Helps him. Yeah, it's better than me.
Kardashian's boy. It is perfect that you knew Rick Pitino wore.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part of the sound. Yeah. What are Yeezys?
Do you know what Yeezys are?
Yeezys?
Yeezys.
Yeezys, yes, I do. Rick Pitino wore them.
It's so awesome.
It's so innocent. Yeah. It really is.
He was happy. He thought he knew.
You know what that proves? That proves that marketing does work.
It does.
Proves that it works. They put Yeezys on Rick Pitino, and that's how Crumb's Revenge knew that.
Stuck in his brain. And maybe if he would have been out and about someplace and saw, Yeezys, that's what Rick Pitino wore. I want those.
Texas says, LOL, Rummage going to turn it into Bullet Commons.
That's awesome. Bullet Commons. I hope he does. I hope Rummage brings change to Norton Commons. Do it, Rummage.
Texas says Mitch wants to go to Kellen's baseball game to scout ringers for the softball team. I mean, no offense, but Wyatt's like 5 years old, isn't he?
Seven,
going all the way to Brownstown?
Yeah. That's not that. It's like 30 minutes away. It's not that bad.
Texas says Strebel can't get an invite to OVW, and he's a UK fan, LMAO.
Yeah, I wasn't invited. It was, I don't consider it a slight because Matt Jones doesn't really know who I am, so I'm not offended.
Texas says, Mitch thinks there's going to be beer at Wyatt's game, this kid in the pros. Last time I checked, you're looking at ring pops and nachos.
Hey, I just want to enjoy some baseball. I just want to, now that I'm fully vaccinated and I don't have to wear a mask,
like
I just want to sit at a ballpark, eat a hot dog, drink a beer, and not get pestered about wearing my mask.
But you know the best part about this is for Mitch, he wants to enjoy baseball on the one weekend that everyone's out of town.
Oh, I know. It crushed me today.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's just perfectly Mitch.
It's the Mitch luck.
It really. No, it's not luck. It's just
it's
him.
Just Mitch.
It's just him being him. It has nothing to do with luck. The schedules have been made for months,
right.
Or at least weeks, okay?
Well,
the bats in UofL baseball don't cater around him. The ACC doesn't cater around his buddies' weddings and his hangovers.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's just, I know where Mitch is coming from, and I kind of feel bad for him. Maybe next weekend, Mitch, you can get out and do some baseball. How about that?
Okay, so 437-9680 if you want to get in on any of this. Okay, so Scotty D, Mitch, tell the people what you did to Scott Davenport today. It was disgusting.
Okay, so Bashir comes down and announced that June 11th, everything's opening up. 100% right. capacity. Mm-hmm. So me looking for the likes and retweets, quote tweets the tweet and goes, let's go. Full Lynn Family Stadium. Full Cardinal Stadium, full Kroger Field, full Yum Center, full Rupp Arena, full Louisville Slugger Field.
Oh no.
And I tweeted that out and I was like, yeah. man, I know I'm missing something. And then
I don't think you thought that. I don't believe that part at all.
And Scotty D goes,
don't try to pad it here.
Scotty D says full Freedom Hall. And as soon as I saw that tweet, I felt horrible. And he texts me right after. He's like, you know we're on your station, right? I'm like, coach, man. I'm sorry. I don't know how I forgot.
Yeah, but it's Scotty D thinking that your crappy tweet matters in the eyes of anything.
like
Scotty
yeah.
D is admitting there he'll take even the lowest compliment if Mitchell Hannigan
included
Mitch,
Freedom Hall,
which many people think is probably a ripoff of Mitch McConnell, no one cares.
Like his campaign slogan.
But even then, Scotty D is so damn persistent. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna let Mitch know that he didn't mention Freedom Hall.
Absolutely, he let him have it. Absolutely.
I mean, he's giving you what swag? He's giving you his family seats. Or
oh
something?
Yeah, I got
right
I went
behind.
To,
the
I went to
bench.
Pretty much every home game this season. I don't know how I forgot it. It just totally slipped my mind.
And I don't believe when you said, well, I knew I was missing something.
Well, no, I stopped.
Who's that? Wait, Strebel's getting a call. Who spam. Is it? Another spam?
Spam risk right yeah. there. Yeah.
I mean, I thought about it for 5 seconds before I sent it. I was like, I think this is everything. I was like, I think I got every venue locally in Louisville and Lexington. And I said, hit send.
Why did you redo the tweet or did you just leave it out there?
I just left it out there.
Oh, yeah. It's about right.
Yeah. Scotty D's heart is broken.
He
it
is.
Should be.
I'm
probably not getting any tickets now.
I'm going to say when that next Bellarmine hat comes in, it's not going to be on Mitch's desk. It's going to be on somebody else's desk. No more hats, no more T-shirts, no more tickets. You're on your own, Mitch.
Speaking of Mitch, did you take your desk? You know, we have cubicles back there, and the guys need to take their cubicles.
Take them.
So, Mitch, your name is on a cubicle. And
it's the worst
like,
one.
Well, no, it's not. I disagree. I disagree with that.
It's the worst.
They were talking. Well, okay, so there's one where
I'm not sitting next to Process. I'll steal Nick's.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm stealing
you guys
your cubicle.
Can figure out,
wow. I was gonna do it secretly this weekend, but now that's out there. I'm stealing your cubicle. There's nothing back there. There's nothing of yours back there.
It's just
your name.
It doesn't matter. I claimed it.
What are you gonna put
I
back there?
I don't know. I'm going to go piss on it right now. It's mine. I said weeks ago, it's mine. If it's not that big a deal,
Just switch with me.
One.
Just switch with me.
No, I'm not switching with you.
You want to sit by your boy Process.
You and Process are going to have to fight, fornicate, or
I don't know if anyone
up.
Can
I
hear
care,
Nick in the background when there's, you know, road noise. Fine. They're arguing right now
screaming.
About desks. Yes, that's what's going on. Well, anyway, Mitch has the one right by the door, and it's cursed.
Why is it cursed?
It's cursed because there's just been
everyone who sat there has left.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Well, Mitch can't leave.
I said, give it to Mitch. It's in the corner. Mitch is brooding.
Yeah, he'll be.
I
brooding.
Thought you'd be perfect for the brooding one. You could just sit in the corner.
Yeah,
the dark.
You and Process can brood together. Maybe that'll be the bridge to your all's friendship. Instead of hating each other, like,
you won't be
broods,
there anyway.
I brood. You guys can brood together. It'll be perfect.
So here's the other thing. Tell me if I'm being that guy. Am I being that guy when Bashir comes out today and says that on June 11th, it's 100% capacity? Listen, that's great. I mean, it's great that eventually we'll get there, but there's such a, and again, I know I feel like I'm being that guy, but I don't understand why we're waiting a month. I do not know. Now, I will say, on that Friday when we go 100%, Lou City has a game the next day. But Lou City and Racing probably are losing a couple games each. The Bats, I need to go add that up during a break. And I guess we've been asking for a date So I don't want to say we got a date and then immediately complain about the date.
Right.
But I don't understand the waiting of a month, because at this point, the, hey, we need this. I mean, like Bashir came out, and I would say he played it wrong with the 2.5 mil. People needed to be vaccinated,
yeah.
Because a quick look at the trends and a little bit of math would tell you that it would be, you know, back end of summer, football season, in the middle of football season.
Before,
and we're talking months before you are going to get that.
So if at all.
So, if at all, which the answer is going to be you're not going to probably.
If you haven't gotten it yet, you might not get
and
it
so,
yet.
And so that immediately became silly. When he said that, it immediately was silly. Now, I don't know what else he could say. I'm not even trying to get into the political game, but since we've talked about it, and it does affect, I mean, Lynn Family Stadium needs to be open. The bats need to be open. Louisville baseball needs to be open. By the way, they're not hosting the regional. I'm sure Dan McDowell will be happy about that. I'm saying that he ain't happy, about that as we open up and everything. But you look at it, June 11th, I just... For me, I'm like, why are we waiting like 4 weeks here? Could we not at least cut that in half? And again, I'm not worried as much about the mask thing. To me, I want to be clear with this, is fine. Mitch is much more passionate on that than I am. I'm a capacity guy. And so they're going to 75% capacity on May 28th. Why not on May 28th? I don't understand. What's Mitch? Mitch, do 75%. Mitch won't know how to do this on the fly. What's 75% of 15,000? I was going to use Lou City.
12,500, I think.
Is that what it is?
I'll check his math here real quick.
Hang on.
75% of what, 15,000?
Yeah, because that's about what Lynn Family, 15, I'm using 000. Them as an example. Just because I know what they hold. I have no idea what the Louisville Bats hold.
11,250.
That's close, Mitch.
Okay,
that was
there
close.
We go.
11,250, nice.
All right, so there we go. So I guess my point would be, if I'm throwing a few thousand other people in there, why are we waiting 2 weeks? Like, I don't understand the incremental reason that we're doing this. It doesn't make sense. I feel like I'm being that guy. But it's bothering me.
Maybe, and this is the only thing I can think of, is staffing issues. Like, I know a lot of these places have cut staff, and they may not have enough people to accommodate full capacity yet. I know some of these restaurants, for sure, aren't operating with full staff. They might need to hire more people by June 11th in order to get that. So maybe it's given businesses and restaurants and bars and places like that time to hire people. That's really the only thing I can think of, because I can still see, like, you go to fast food restaurants, and some of them are understaffed. They can't even open right now.
We have a tweet that went out.
We got to tease it tonight after the break. We got to do a full dive into this.
Streeble's going to look at it.
It's remarkable. Don't stay off your phone, Streeble.
Stay
off your phone. The only thing,
it's art, right?
It's pure
art.
It's
the Mona Lisa.
It is.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I can think of too is the text lines kind of pointed out. Then they just allow like 12 to 15-year-olds or 12 to 16-year-olds or whatever to get the vaccine like a week or two ago. Maybe it's giving them time to go get the shot.
We've been waiting for adults for months.
I know.
Yeah.
That would be my response.
I'm just glad there's a date and that it's something to look forward to.
But if we treated 12 and above like we treated adults, it would be football season.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah,
like
absolutely.
If we were going to be consistent with that, we'd be talking about it for football season.
Yeah.
Well, the beauty is there won't be any excuses for UK and U of L. They don't have people, they have butts in the seats. It's not going to be the governor. It's going to be because butts didn't show up to be there. So we shall see. 437-9680. Let's take a quick break. Art, that is next. Man. All right, guys, need to tell you about DraftKings. UFC 262 is coming up this weekend. Whether you like Tony Ferguson or Michael Chandler, there'll be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. Don't worry if MMA is not the not your thing. DraftKings, they got you covered with all the baseball, all the hockey. Got the PGA next week. Got Ants and his losing units in soccer and everything else. So go right now to your app store. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WHBE to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters. It's all for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.